Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode you're about to hear may contain graphic language, but it's the truth. So with that said, I say, listener, and parental discretion is advised. Are you ready? I am. Let's get this party started. The Burton, it's all yours. Hit it!
Get set, cyberspace! It's time to come on down to the hottest, hippest, and happiest half hour ever in your life. Liver than live, this is the one and only 30s AK on Blog Talk Radio. This is Burton Richardson, your announcer, ready for action. Now, get on your marks, and let's start this party with your host that rocks the most, the star of 30JK, Mr. Jason Kelly!
Hey, hey, hey! What it is! 30JK Nation in the building, and so are you. Welcome to another fun-filled episode of The J. Today is Saturday, the 1st of October, 2016. It's time to get lean, mean, like a well-oiled machine up in here. Are you ready to party with us? Let me hear you say yeah. Yeah. That's right. What we're about to discuss, y'all. First off, Trump versus Clinton. Then I'm going to shout out to a very sexy lady. And then we're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys with whatever time we have left. So with that being said, let's really rock this happy Saturday. Let's get on up, everybody. Come on.
Project JKFX.
We make money. Pay attention.
Get ready.
Oh, yeah! Yes! Love that clapping. Love it. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Live on the Project JTF Studios in Lovely Louisville, Texas. Just like Burton Richardson told you, it is the hottest, hypest, and happiest half hour ever in your life. Welcome all my 30JK Nation listening in, and that means you too. I'm gonna kill this right here by saying Donald Trump is nothing but disrespectful. That's right. Disrespectful towards women, disrespectful towards other races. Well, he is a racist, if you can believe that. Because let me tell you something. He can't face the fact that he's getting his butt kicked by a woman. Add to the fact that he is disrespectful towards women. I don't know how simple I can make this. Somebody won, somebody lost. That's just the way I look at things. So the victor go to spoils. You just cannot call yourself fit to be president and talk about people badly like that. Shoot, if Barack was still in the House, if Barack was still president, maybe we wouldn't have had this kind of BS going around. I appreciate Barack, Michelle, Sasha, and Malia way more than Mr. Donald Trump. I can't trust him to say anything. As far as I can throw that weak-ass wig of his. Me angry? Well, I'm disappointed at the presidency. Not Obama and not Clinton. They did their part. Yeah. Give it up, 30JK Nation, for Barack Obama and her and Michelle Obama and the lovely first family. Give it up for the Obama family, y'all. Woo! Yeah. There we go. That's for Hillary. That's for Barack, that's for Michelle, and everybody else standing by them. You know what? Damn, I wish I had my strike buzzer so I can buzz the hell out of Donald Trump right now. Because all he has done is belittle everybody in the fucking book. Belittles blacks, Latinos, Muslims, anybody that doesn't look like him. In my honest opinion, the only Trumps that at least have a brain is Ivanka and Tiff. What up, ladies? Those are the only two that I think out of all the Trumps that have a brain. And that's just my honest opinion. I'm sticking to it, goddammit. number one. Like I said in the previous episode about this subject, you dissing your daughters, that means you dissing your wife. And how dare you call a former Miss Universe Miss Piggy? I'm taking a look at this. Let me tell you something, man. Alicia Machado is her name. And let me tell you, she is nothing but absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I don't care if she speaks English or Spanish to me. All I know is she is nothing but absolutely beautiful. And you can take that to the bank and cash that shit. Alicia, you keep doing you and don't pay attention to those haters, especially the ones that represent Trump. Because you got it going on. You have all the self-confidence you need in the world to do what it is that you need to do. So, with all that said, keep up the great work. Stay focused, stay real, stay beautiful, and just do you. I hope to God one day that I get to know you personally. Give it up for Alicia Machado, y'all. You keep up the good work, yeah? Don't let anybody steal your joy. You are your own person. You are a winner. You are a fucking champ. You are a champ. You have arrived, girlfriend. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. That's all I'm going to say on that. Clinton won. Hillary, she won. Trump lost. Simple as that. I don't care what the numbers tell you. Anybody that disrespects women is a loser. Anybody that calls a Miss Universe participant Miss Piggy is a fucking loser. You do not all. Anybody want to call me and say what they have to say? You know the number, 347-857-2310. Again, that's 347-857-2310, or blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. That's JKFX, the number 4, LIFE, all capital, all one word. You spread the word, and you know that's word. Again, my name is Jason Kelly. Thank you for joining us. Anybody checking us out on the archives, thank you all as well. That's right. That's what we do. We give love to people who are smart. That's right. Speaking of smart people, how about them Cowboys, damn it? How about them Cowboys? 2-1 and third in the East. Oh, can you dig it? Woo! And check this out, y'all. Wow. And this is really good. This is really good what they're doing. If they keep this up with the next team and the next team and the next team, they are going to really, really tear it up. All right. For example, 2 wins versus the Bears and Redskins. Only 1 loss by the Giants. That's okay. They can pick it up later. The one thing you got to realize, several things you've got to realize, in fact, Dez Bryant and Tony Romo, there are other factors with these guys. So, keeping that in mind, you've got to know, where your good stats are and where your bad stats are. And the only thing I can tell you is if they keep all this up, they're going to be back in where they should be. Next game, 49ers, tomorrow. If I get a chance to check it out, if they don't have me working, I may get a chance to listen to it. We're going to see. And may I say this? Much love to the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. Come on. Why? Because I want to. I want to shout them out. They're the hottest, one of the hottest cheerleaders ever in the world. Am I right or wrong? Yeah. You know your boy's right. 4 minutes here. And I want to let everybody know. I want everybody to know this guy right here. His name is Yara. All right? I'm gonna leave you with some Yara before I get out of here. Yeah, that's right. The champ is here. The champ is definitely here. You can find him on Bandcamp. You can find him on Facebook. I want you to listen to this guy right here. I'm gonna let you listen to some of this. The name of the song is called Backpack. This is one of my favorite ones from Coma, C-O-M-A. Enjoy it. He's from Dallas, just like me. And this is Dirty JK. Enjoy. I'm going to go to the next one. Yeah. Y'all are the MC. That's called Backpack from Coma. Wonderful, wonderful dude that I met, man. He is just awesome with the flow. You need to check his ass out. Coma, that's the name of the album. You'll find that at yaramusic.bandcamp.com. That's Yara, Y-A-R-A-H, music.bandcamp.com. Check it out. You will not regret it, I promise you. All right, it's time for me to bust up out of here. Holding it down for 30JK, like I always do. And again, to Alicia Machado, Miss Universe, Venezuela, te amo mucho. Keep it real, keep it moving, and of course, keep it old school rolling. Till then, horns up, head up, keep your chin up. That's what Cheeky Devils always do, all day, all night, all the time. And I'll see you next time for another 30JK. Jason Kelly signing off. And remember, imparting, it's a DF Dub thing, showing much love. It's a JK thing. Sissy, we gone. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Project JKFX online presentation. One love and much love. We out.